and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day
207.
A whole week more than 200. Time is flying. Anyway, Jonathan's a happy boy, isn't he? Because Jonathan is in first. But, Jonathan, for the last two nights, you've missed something, which we feel is critical for you to have seen. CQ Deb, CQ Deb. So I'm putting it in the chat now. We decided, not last night, night before, you disappeared. And then I remembered that this was the story that I was going to talk about. Missed it last night as well. But while you were away, we decided that this could be perfect for your birthday. Just saying. I still feel that I need a diagram to understand how that actually works. Even now, I'm tipping my head from side to side and I am wondering, how does that work? So, yes, that was... that was Tuesday. Tuesday you missed that one, Jonathan. And I was going to remind you yesterday, but then we got sidetracked with a bobble-headed Pope. Yeah, if you could just explain it to me, Jonathan, I'd be very grateful. I mean, seriously, I was looking at it with like, okay, but how does it stay put, as it were? I'm thinking there's a bit that they've not shown us, like a belt. It's not HomeKit compatible. Do you know, I am still looking for this thing that I had ages ago, which I think I found it while I was waiting for tea at Mass one morning. And it was to do with our Amazon friend and things that she could do. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, it's so annoying when I had, and I can't remember even, it was like a news site. Something like this guy had hacked it. Oh, dear me, as it were. So yeah, I definitely need to find that. No, it wasn't that one. If I saw the thing again, I would know exactly. And no, it's not that one either. I need to find it. I'm setting myself a goal to find that. This guy had hacked it. And I just wish I could remember what site it was on. Oh, Simon, would that you were first in. I think that about the BBC. They're insane, aren't they, Jonathan? Totally insane. The things that they pick up on, unbelievable. Maybe, you know, it's as if the people they've got working in the news centre are like 12. Ooh, let's put that up there. And they do. They just do. I wonder if it was that one. I'm going to spend the entire show now looking for this piece that I saw. And it was probably about a year ago. And I think it was an Amazon. What's the smaller one called? The Amazon, not, is it the Dot? The small one anyway. And now I've got a site in French. So no, it wasn't that one either. But I will find this and I will share it. What's fake news? Do you realise how close it is to the American election? How close it is to Boris totally losing his mind? I watched the debate last night. It wasn't as... what shall we say? Giddy as the first one. But what I find amazing is the lady who was in charge. Who else saw it? Let me see. Tell me if you've seen it. It was a Russian bot. Ah, right. It's not really Jonathan. We've now got multiple Jonathans, have we? Yeah, I was watching the debate and the woman who's supposed to be in charge, I think I saw about the first half hour. I watched it live as well, Simon. They were fairly restrained and whatever, but they're like children. She asked a question and they were already talking over each other a little bit. I'm going to finish what I'm saying, even though the time was up, which is the time to take the microphone off them, just saying. But I think it was Mike Pence and they asked this question and he said like, oh, I know which one it was. It was, what have you discussed what happens if the president gets ill? Because whoever wins is going to be the oldest president, which I must admit, I thought Ronald Reagan was older than that, but never mind. And Pence wouldn't answer it because he wanted to take the time to answer the previous question. And it all became a little bit like that sketch on the two Ronnies. Mastermind with a specialist subject of answering the question before the question you've just asked. So he said his piece and then they went over to her and she sort of, well, no, she didn't answer the question. She just started rabbiting. And I'm thinking, isn't the woman in charge supposed to be there to make sure they answer the question that was asked? Or have I totally missed the point of the entire debate? Hello, Kim. We're sharing the fact that we watched the presidential debate thing, the vice presidential debate. And we're wondering, is the lady in charge supposed to be there to make sure they answer the questions that were asked? Because that didn't seem to be what was happening. But maybe it's an American thing and we just don't understand. Let us know. So that was the excitement last night. In the meanwhile, overnight, we had one of these things come out. And these have been happening for months. It's just like an unknown source. An unnamed source has said that the rules will be changing next week in the UK. And there's going to be three tiers. So the first one is, don't even think of opening your front door. Just don't. The second one is like, you can open your front door, but don't think you're going anywhere. And the third one is, the pubs are open. We think we're going to be in the don't even open your front door one. And that one is, you cannot mix with anybody anywhere. So that sounds to me like lockdown. But they're not using that word. But it's not come in yet. They're pondering it this week to bring it in next week. And as I said to Mike, but why do you feel the need to have these things? And it's based on the statistics as they are now, which in which case, you know, shouldn't we be having those restrictions now? But they seem to leak them. This isn't official. This hasn't come from the government. This is a bit of a leak. And as we've said before, it's as though they're testing the water. If people start rioting in the streets, then they can legitimately say, we never said that. But if people just roll over and say, yeah, I'm fine with that, then it will happen. And that's where we seem to be. Has anybody read anything different? Let me know. If a president becomes unable to perform his duties, the laws are already set up for when and where the president's powers is passed. That's what I thought, Deb. So it seemed a bit of an odd question. It was, I don't know where the questions come from, but I thought, I know from watching TV programmes like 24 and Madam President and The West Wing, that there is, it goes to the vice president, doesn't it? And then is it the Speaker of the House? And then it goes down the chain until it gets to the last one that Kiefer Sutherland did. Designated survivor. So it's already there. Why would they need a discussion about it? So was that question a bit of a plant question? Because no one seemed to be answering it anyway. You've got far better things going on there than we have. If Boris had have died, we don't have somebody to step into his place. Simple as that. Sometimes there has been a deputy prime minister. But there is no necessity to have one, and Boris doesn't have one. So David Cameron had one. I don't think Tony Blair did. Margaret Thatcher had one, but not for all of her term in office. But right now we don't have one. So if he died, it would probably have been Dominic Raab, but there's no written rule. So I could have stood, which might not have been a bad idea. No, anybody could do it. There isn't even a kind of unofficial protocol. I think it was just, well, given the fact we're in the middle of a global pandemic, it was like, I don't want it. It's all right. Rabble do it. And that was what happened. The moderator is supposed to get them to answer the questions, but they never do. Oh, so I wasn't totally wrong then, Kim. That was what was supposed to be happening. One commentator said the fly was a fly of colour. I did notice the fly, but I thought, I can imagine this making headlines. But, you know, really? And then there was they were behind little plexiglass screens as well. But it started off very, like, respectful of each other. And I thought, this can't last. But I did think they were supposed to be answering the questions. And I'm surprised the lady in charge didn't kind of stop them rambling when they weren't answering the questions. But I guess it's their time, and if they want to ask a different question, and I then suppose the idea is that people can see that they didn't answer the question. But I guess half the people are thinking that's a really silly question anyway. So, as you were, how's our Lola Bear? She's a little bit better. She loves her chicken. She will not eat anything but chicken at the moment, but she is eating. She is drinking. And this morning, what she made was pick-upable and definable, which was an improvement. I don't think she's right yet, though. Definitely not right yet. She's outside playing, so she's playing quite happily. But we tried to put some kibble with the chicken. No. Only wants the chicken. So I'm quite happy for her to have just chicken for a little bit longer. What's complicating matters is you're thinking, well, she's had diarrhoea, so we've got to make sure she doesn't get dehydrated. She's quite happily drinking, so that's absolutely fine. But because her fur's coming out en masse, she looks so skinny, you're thinking, is she losing weight? But I don't think she is. I think it's just the fur. Because the shape that she is, you've got like clumps where the fur is still there and she looks quite normal. But towards her abdomen, just in front of like the top of her back legs, that fur comes out first. So she looks like a greyhound there. So it's very strange. What, looking at her, she just looks a totally different shape. So it's a bad time for it to have happened because she's blowing her coat and you're thinking, is she losing weight? But she is eating and she's drinking. So fingers crossed. When does the new Jerusalem start? Asking for a gullible flag-waving friend. I think with Boris, it never stopped, did it? He's been crying that one for years. But the things Boris is coming out with are quite, I feel, disrespectful to people. He actually said, was this at the weekend, Simon? Something like, we took our eye off it, or you took your, you got complacent. That was it. You got complacent. And I thought, just a minute, I wasn't the one that caught it, Boris. You were. So how complacent were you? But to accuse the public of being complacent when some of them like us haven't left home in 7 months. Others are forced to leave home to do their job, the key workers. People have given up their children for 3 months to make sure they don't infect them. And he's got the cheek to say, you got complacent. Other people can't pay the mortgage. It's disgusting. Why he wasn't pulled up on that, I don't know. But I didn't feel he was pulled up anything like enough on it. Oh, got your question. Thought it was a good question, considering if Biden's elected, there'll be a good chance he'll die before the end of his term, considering how he seems to be acting. We're not seeing anything about that, Kim, right now. We did with Hillary Clinton, but not this time. You didn't like how Harris was always talking or lecturing us like we were children. I'd not seen her before. Not at all. But again, neither of them seemed to want to answer the question. But at least he did it brazenly. Puts me off most is how Harris was smiling when telling the family she was sorry about the loss of their daughter that was murdered. I don't think I saw that bit, but I did see a bit at the beginning. And they were talking about the number that they'd lost to COVID. And she was smiling. And I thought, we had one like that. Tony Blair. Never stopped smiling. No matter what the story was, he looked like he had a coat hanger in his mouth.
Steve McLaren.
Steve McLaren was another one. Although he wasn't a politician.
No.
So I did notice that she was smiling rather broadly. And I thought, you do have to be so careful. You know, you might think that you're looking concerned but not miserable, but you really do need to look in a mirror because it looked like you were smiling. None of them seem to be taking the number of dead that seriously either. Mind you, Mike made the mistake of watching a video this morning, didn't you, of Trump?
Yeah.
Was that the one that went on Twitter?
Yeah.
But it wasn't the one that was banned on Twitter.
No, it was on Twitter.
It's no, I
also made a comment in the team meeting, and Cheryl, I said to Cheryl, I don't know whether you're a Trump supporter or not, and I don't care, but have you seen this video, blah, blah, blah. And she basically told me to shut up and we weren't having politics in the team meeting.
I think it's too embarrassing to talk about. I mean, we're the same here. When I put those pictures up last week on After Hours of Boris and I said these were not photoshopped, it's so embarrassing. It really is. You can have somebody who is down with the cool kids without actually making a complete idiot of themselves. Only we're not in that fortunate position at the moment.
Oh, I saw the fly of colour.
I saw the fly. I didn't realise the fly of colour was mentioned, which is like, you know, does that need to be brought into this? Right, feel for her ribs. That's when you can tell if they're underweight. I don't think she's underweight, do you?
No.
I'm explaining the fact that the fur's coming out and making her a very odd shape. He was once running around hospital, shaking hands and planning on everyone get it over with. He's a danger and a liar. I would ask who you mean, Simon, but I know who you mean. Well, somebody came out the other day and said that if they'd stuck with that, the herd immunity thing, we'd all be fine. And I thought, but people were dropping with it. It wasn't particularly herd immunity. People were actually dying with it. These things will come in next week, I'm telling you. We've now got a tweet from Andy Burnham there. Have you seen that? No discussion, no consultation. Millions of lives are going to be affected by Whitehall diktat. It's proving impossible to deal with this government. Is that legitimate now that restaurants and hotels have got to close?
I've no idea.
Have a look at it. Let's see. Is that Manchester? Is that the Evening News building? That's not Manchester, is it? Oh, it could be anywhere, that. Right, let's have a look.
Isn't that Manchester?
Which bit?
That.
That is,
I think. That Market Street?
I think it is. Yeah,
Manchester
is.
City Council.
Yeah. Yeah, but look at people. They're still not 2 metres apart. There's no telling some people.
And this guy's got his mask down over his chin.
It obviously works with thought transference, just saying. Right, let's have a look. Trump's in far worse shape than Biden. He's a beast, bright orange and irresponsible. Yeah, but do you know...
Oompa Loompa.
He's dragged himself out of hospital and he's back there. He says all the right things for his supporters. He really does. So, just like last time when people was... I remember people saying, oh, he won't get in. You know, don't be ridiculous. And I said, don't be so sure. Don't be so sure. And then he did. I can see he could win it. I think it's too close to call. So it could go to the wire with hanging chads. I just think it is too close to call. He is the poster boy for the people who support him. And they do support him, no matter what. The only thing I know about Biden was that he was the VP. But Kim's saying he's already had 2 brain bleeds and it's affecting his memory and the way he's acting. So you guys would have seen him during the 8 years he was VP. And we haven't seen that. So if they're acting a bit weird... When we now see them, we kind of expect that. Just saying, I mean, look at who we've got in and the ones that were running. I mean, Theresa May took over from David Cameron. Why she wanted the job, I have no idea. While Boris and Gove were in the background plotting and planning, and that's exactly what's happened. So having her as PM just took 2 years off the process. She got in, didn't she? Is it June 2017 when we ordered the computers?
Yeah.
And then Boris managed to get her out 2 years later. Then he had an election which bought him 5 years. Otherwise, he would have just finished her term. It must be very confusing to you guys in the States where everything's logical, where it's every 4 years and you know exactly when it's going to be. And with us, it should be 5 years, but there are ways around it. And they always seem to get their ways around it if that's what they want. 2 million would die in the UK if herd immunity was the policy. I don't even know if it would work, though, because at the beginning it was like, oh, herd immunity, herd immunity, herd immunity. Fine. We could go for that, no matter how many would die. But then wasn't it discovered you could get it twice? So is there any herd immunity? Do we even know if that's a thing right now? And I don't think we do. Sweden, they've done it all differently. They did. They didn't even have a lockdown, did they? I said to Mike, maybe the people in Sweden are just more logical. Now, AstraZeneca's Swedish, isn't it?
Half Swedish.
Half Swedish. And
The Astra bit's Swedish. The Seneca bit's English.
Well, you know, obviously you've got... In normal times, you deal with Swedish people. And I'd always thought of Swedish people as, like, really laid back. But Mike said they can be quite uptight. So maybe they're not the type that mingle anyway. But they've come out of it quite well so far, considering. And he keeps touching his mask any time he's out, Biden. I did notice that. That I did notice. After you mentioned it, Deb, I kept my eye on it. And yes, you're right. Good night, Jonathan. Oh, a fitting session next week. Excellent.
I miss this.
Can you possibly tell me how it stays on? That's all I want to know. It's Jonathan's birthday present discussing.
I'm going to hit the link now. I missed it yesterday as well.
And we did it the day before.
Oh, well, I missed it the day before.
You totally missed this, did you?
Yeah.
It's the cellmate.
Yeah.
And Simon suggested that we all club together and get Jonathan one for his birthday.
Chastity gadget.
But I can't see how it stays on. Mike's now pondering that. There you go. So we'll be a while. He's a totally different man than he was 8 years ago. Very vibrant, and now he's very frail. That's what I'm saying. You would see that. I remember him. I don't remember the VP debate from all those years ago, because that would be 12 years ago now, wouldn't it? I don't remember that, but I do remember the odd speech. He always seemed to be quite on the ball. Oh, here we go. Virus deaths per million inhabitants. I'm not going to like this, am I, Simon? Oh, mind you, what was that other one like that was running around faster than the electric meter? Crazy stuff. Who's worse? Probably us. Are we up there? I mean, it's amazing, isn't it, with Sweden? 9. Crazy. We're not on there, are we? Or are we? 1 to 13, that one. US is on there, though. Oh, no, there we are. There we are. We're under the US. Quite close in figures, deaths per million as well. Oh, Peru's not good, is it? I thought Brazil was worse, but it looks like Peru. You know what? Who I am actually going to have to put in there, don't you? The Vatican. They haven't got Vatican City in there. Well, the Vatican is a country, isn't it? In its own right. And as I heard it, they didn't have any. Which was made it ludicrous. It was open for people to visit, but it was open for people to visit. Biden's son took money from the wife of a Russian official's wife. Took money for a job he had no qualifications for, and part of the group that set up spying on Trump's campaign. You'd think there'd be some comeback for this, but it doesn't look like it, does it? Is this because he lost the other one? So it's like there's sympathy for the one that he lost. I'm trying to think if we had anything similar here. The nearest we had was Cherie Blair. Cherie Blair kept working. She was one of the very few spouses who kept working, if not the only one in living memory, because even Dennis Thatcher gave up his job, even though he wasn't officially First Lady, as it were. But she kept on working, and the problem was she was a barrister. And barristers in the UK have, what would we say? It's a rule, but it's more of a convention. It's something you would not go against, but it might not actually be entrenched as a law. But it's called the cab rank principle. And when approached by a client, and to be approached by a client, in the UK, we have solicitors and we have barristers. In the US, you have lawyers. Solicitors are the first line who deal with clients. Barristers represent clients in court. The water's a little bit muddied now because you can have solicitor advocates, but let's just keep it simple. Solicitors deal directly with clients. Barristers represent clients in court. A barrister would not be approached by a client. They would be approached by the solicitor of a client. Then they would have a meeting, and then the barrister would represent the client. And the thing is, once you are approached, there is this etiquette rule that you cannot turn the case down unless you are, and the official term is professionally embarrassed, which covers a multitude of sins. But it basically means that you are in a position where you could not provide adequate counsel. So professionally embarrassed. It could be. So how that would happen is either you're married to a cousin of the accused or something like that. How it can happen after you've taken the case is if you've taken the case on and your client confesses to you but refuses to plead guilty, you can't represent them. But you also can't say why. Hence this term, professionally embarrassed. So that's where we're at with that. And she was a barrister. So if approached, she had to take a case, even if it was like a case of somebody where if they won, then it would be against what the government was saying. So that caused a few problems. The only thing that was to do with money changing hands from memory was Tony Blair's son, his eldest son. He had three boys and a girl. And it was the eldest one who was going to university. And it was something to do with the fact of where he was staying wasn't student accommodation. It was a very posh, brand new, like, set of flats. And it turned out that the family had bought, I think it was three of them, and were letting it out. And apparently that was, like, not the done thing. But I think that's the nearest we've come to that. And of course, Neil Hamilton with the brown envelopes. He was an MP locally and they had evidence, apparently. Did he ever admit that?
I don't know.
It was money that was handed to him in a brown envelope, allegedly, from the Harrods guy, Mohammed Al-Fayed, to ask questions in the House of Commons. And of course, in the House of Commons, you know, why that would be pertinent is in the House of Commons, when you're asking a question, you are covered by parliamentary privilege. So you can ask a question that can imply somebody has done something wrong and they can't sue you for libel because you have this privilege. And he wanted questions asking. I do believe it was about the Duke of Edinburgh, but don't quote me on that. I don't know what actually ever came of that. Did he ever get done for it? That was the allegation. But the only thing I do remember in relation to the money in a brown envelope was he went on a TV programme that we have here called Have I Got News For You? You may have seen it. It's a comedy programme, kind of satire on the week's news. And he decided he would go on there as a panellist. And when they'd finished, they handed over a brown envelope with money in it and said, here's your appearance fee. Which was pretty naughty, but it got a laugh. Oh, there you go. Hello, Mrs. Simon. 10 times worse than Norway. Denmark. What is it with these countries that have just done all right? Jared Kushner was given a job in the White House. I thought all his family were. And he's done that basically, I assume. He knows they're not going to stab him in the back. So from his perspective, that does actually make total sense. I don't know how. It was my understanding there were rules against it, but he's just kind of got round them. So he's very happy with his stuff by the look of it. Don't want to terrify you all, but, you know, I watched, they had, you know, when they were analysing that footage of all the things, the places he's been, etc. And it was this super spreaders event. And you saw the family walk in and... Is it Ivana or Ivanka? The daughter.
Ivanka.
Do you know, I just thought, president in the future. Because she's so young now and she's got such experience. I could see that. I really could. Now, I remember a few years ago it was talked about with Chelsea Clinton. But she says she's not bothered. I can understand why. I just thought as I saw her walk in, how presidential she looked. Oh, he'd like that, wouldn't he? Daddy would like that. They just want Biden's office. The news people are not telling full stories. None of them tell the full story. In fact, half of them here just make up the stories. She's good with numbers. Well, you do have to think, Simon, if she is good with numbers, that's not a bad idea. Because some of the ones that have got us into trouble, they're the accountants. When you say good with numbers, do you mean good with numbers or do you mean better than he is? Yeah, she went to, was it, I think it was his daughter, wasn't it, who went to the same school he did? Is it Wharton? Wharton Business School? Because there's only the youngest one, isn't there, Tiffany? And she was a social media star, I think. But yeah, they're not.
Wasn't his daughter in The Apprentice?
She was, and so was his son.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Now, was it Eric Jr. or the other one? But they used to sit either side of him. So as a family unit, you know, whatever else you say, they're a strong family unit, aren't they? They do stick with each other and they are educated. So, yeah, she and I don't know, because people have been put away for that, haven't they? Where when they've been paying to get into certain colleges. But I'm assuming that allegation has never been made. And therefore, they came out and they earned their education. Your keyboard's having trouble. May need to charge it. Keeps doing funny things. Yeah, mine's a bit like that. In fact, my whole Mac's really weird. It's obviously heard there's a new event and potentially new Macs. And in which case, you'd think now's not a good time to act up, but it's acting up greatly.
It knows.
Oh, it knows. It always knows.
It always knows.
Trump's not in charge of the World Bank. He's got his hands full with what he's already doing on Twitter. I don't know how he finds the time for Twitter. Amazing. Kennedys and the Clintons' nepotism. That's actually true, isn't it? I mean, that people talk about the Kennedys and how it was basically handed on from one to another. And as though that's like, well, they're the first family. They were very much treated as the first family, weren't they? Although they've had terrible, terrible things happen since. Who was the one that died in the plane? Was that his son or grandson? And then there was another one, wasn't there, not that long ago. Was that in a boat? They just have terrible, terrible bad luck, it seems. Oh, here we go. You don't have any skin in the game. Nepotism's nepotism. It is. Unless, well, what if it's the right person for the job? In fact, Simon, just be grateful that Margaret Thatcher realised that her son Mark wasn't the man for any job in government. Do you remember when he got lost?
I was going to say he got lost in the desert, didn't he?
He did. He did. Oh, there you go. She is an advisor to the president. Is that an official role? Didn't she write a book? She had her own business, I know that. And then the business was doing really badly after he took over. So maybe he felt obliged to assist, shall we say. And she's got three kids as well. Good grief, how should she do it all? Oh, does she do it all? Right. Oh, they don't get paid for being advisors. Oh. I guess that would muddy the waters if they were. But then if they're an advisor, they're an advisor. If that's what he wants, unless there's rules against it, which I don't know. I don't know. She's from a different political party. Crying out loud. Oh, dear me. I remember Wharton because it wasn't a school I'd heard of. And it was talked about on The American Apprentice. And I watched one series of that. But the one series I didn't. It was a little bit too cutthroat for my liking. I mean, I watched probably about three or four series of the UK one, and then it just got silly. But the American one, the series that I saw, was one where he, in this country, they got a reward if they won. If the team that won, they got a reward, which I believe they did over there. They were taken to like Trump hotels and treated. But the spin on it was the ones who lost were then punished. They were sent outside to like live in a tent with this one. And there was one girl there and she looked and she said, I'm not doing this. And she said, I'm going to quit. And she went in and she quit and he couldn't believe it. And he said like she would regret it. I don't know what happened to her after that. So I don't know. But she actually quit and said, you know, I'm not doing this. And I must admit that would have been more my thinking. If the rules were when you went in, you would get a reward, but, you know, you wouldn't exactly be outside as if you were in the army if you lost, and then you suddenly were. It was like cold showers and living in a tent. And I admired her for walking out. I really did. We had one do that in this country, didn't we?
Katie Hopkins.
Katie Hopkins. But, I mean, she's since gone on to have a bit of a... Well, she's had a career. I can say that she's had a career. She's not to everybody's taste, is she, Simon?
Is she to anyone's taste?
She's obviously to her taste. Mm. Absolutely. Oh, dear. You know, we're not getting this side of it. When Kim says, Biden's family got rich from the nepotism and the Trump family gave up a fortune to work for the people, we're not getting anything like that. John Jr., that was the one. If they're all rich and they owe $400 million, wow. Pretty easy to go to business for handed millions. As I heard it, I don't know if this is true. This was just one of the things I heard. That somebody did a complete analysis on the money that Trump was left from his father. And that if he'd just left it in the bank, getting like, you know, stupid percent interest, he would be richer today than he actually is. So the businesses that he's run and everything, he hasn't actually increased the fortune. I do not know if that is true or not, but that was one thing that was mentioned over here. Yeah, there were other people with him in that plane, weren't there? There was his wife and a couple of others. And he had no experience night flying and he ended up upside down, which sounds ludicrous, but I can imagine that it's very disorienting. And it took days and days to find them as well, didn't it? Which is shocking for the family. So much tragedy in one family. So it's one of the best business schools. Yeah, I've only heard obviously I've heard of Wharton now, but you know, like the ones that everybody would have heard of. Harvard, etc. She's back in trouble again. Yesterday, I had not heard that, Simon. What's she been up to now? Wasn't she kicked off Twitter permanently?
Well, I thought she was. Yeah.
I think she might have been. You hated The Apprentice, found Trump annoying. I liked it from a perspective of like seeing if they pulled it all together and stuff. But the bit I liked least was when they got dragged into the boardroom, because it didn't matter whether you're on the winning side or the losing side. They could find fault. And he seemed to revel in that bit. He loved that bit. But to be honest, so did Alan Sugar. And I didn't think... I can respect the fact Alan Sugar is a self-made man. He worked very hard from being like 14 when he left school. And he started off with like a handcart in the back of a van. So shrewd businessman in those terms. But once you are CEO of a company, then the game's changed. And I didn't feel that he had much respect for people in general. And I didn't enjoy it from that perspective. No, not at all.
Amstrad Computer.
Amstrad Computers. Benefited the world. Oh, Simon, that's right. Make it tricky. He employed over 20,000 people. Wow. Wow. No, I'm not saying it's right to sit on his fortune, but that however he'd managed to wangle it, the fortune didn't grow. And yet, that doesn't make sense to me, because when you see the things he's built, I don't get that. She was sued not to declare bankruptcy. I remember that bit. Has she done it again? Because she upset somebody. Wasn't it a gender fluid person? And I say person because I don't know whether she preferred lady, thee, they. I don't know. But it was either gender fluid or an LBGQT. Person, but either way they won. And it was I thought it was fantastic that they won. It's so dangerous to sue someone for libel in this country, because if you lose, as Gillian Tailforth found out, you will be bankrupt. This time it was the other way around, but some of the things that people get away with libel, it is a very, very dangerous thing to try and sue for. It is fascinating, isn't it, Mrs. Simon? Because you don't see that here. All we get, we've not had anything that I have seen about Joe Biden. Nothing. He is there as like, there's Trump and he's ludicrous and this is the other guy. And that's it. We've not heard anything about either son, what they've done in the past, other than the fact he was VP to Obama. That's it. We've heard nothing. They don't do a profile of him, profile of the family, nothing. In fact, they don't even do a profile of Trump. It's just, what has he said that's ridiculous today? But in terms of what he's actually done that a certain section of society agree with over the last 4 years, no, nothing like that. And yet, we used to. Before it was Trump, we used to. So you would hear about Al Gore and Obama and Hillary Clinton. Obviously, they couldn't mention Hillary Clinton without in the same breath mentioning Monica Lewinsky, which was a bit unfair because she wasn't having an affair with her. But this time, it's just nothing. No detail. No detail at all. Right. Something Alan Sugar created benefited the world. No.
Well, I said Amstrad computers.
In fact, I'm not actually sure. Well, did Amstrad computers buy somebody like Dell, or was it the other way around? I think he sold the computing division. But his computers were always, they were never cutting edge. They were always following on. He bought Sinclair. So then it became the Amstrad Sinclair. But since then, I know one of the guys who won The Apprentice, Tim, the nice one. I think he won the first series, didn't he?
Yeah.
Lovely guy. Worked for London Underground. He got taken on and...
Sky bought them.
That's right.
Because they had the conflict of interest, didn't they?
Yeah.
With the satellite dishes and him at Tottenham.
But the thing was, you know, so they got sold. That left them with whatever part of the business there was. I can't remember what that guy was put in charge of, but they were given like pet projects. And do you remember the guy called Simon? Not our Simon. Mm. Well, not that I know of.
Yeah.
That won. His project was advertising on the London Underground. So they provided the screens that show adverts as you're going up and down the escalators on the London Underground. But seeing as though they've sold the computer division, I don't actually know what Amstrad produce anymore. So it's weird. It's weird. So in terms of naming anything, other than the screens on the London Underground, I have no idea what they do. No idea. Would it be possible to show how to build a PDF from scratch? One I'm trying to alter seems to have multiple hidden layers on it, difficult to overwrite. Yeah, I can do that. What app are you using, Deb? What are you trying to achieve with it? PDFs can have multiple layers. It depends on the source app. And not all PDF formats are equal. They all have a PDF extension, but some are flat, where they only have one layer, and you can't select any of the text or anything. Others have multiple layers. They can be toggled on and off. You can have video in them. You can have audio in them. They're amazing. It depends on the application that you're using to create the PDF and the application you're using to either edit or otherwise tinker with it. So let me know that and let me know what you're trying to achieve. Because I said to you, didn't I, about PDFs? Mm. I'd done PDFs many, many years ago, and people were amazed that it was one format, and yet inside it was very, very, very different. So yes, absolutely. Give me more information. I did not know. See, that's something else that wasn't mentioned, that he'd had the first openly gay man in a cabinet. No idea. Simon's not a fan. Simon is not a fan. It's barely scratching the surface. All I knew about McCain was that he'd been a prisoner of war, and I don't like it getting nasty. In fact, it's a bit, from our perspective in this country, you know, we've already had all the scrapping well before somebody actually stands for the top job. So somebody like Boris and, well, when it was, when we were trying to pick, well, no, I wasn't. When the, because how it works is they throw their hat in the ring, both Labour and Conservative, and they get a certain number, and then the certain number is whittled down to two, which is how you guys do it. At the point that you've got two fighting for top dog within a party, it then goes to the party to vote. And I think the vote is, yeah, the vote's always through the post. So if you're a member of the party, you get to vote on it. So all the nastiness and stuff is all dealt with and out of the way before it actually moves on to the next stage. And that could be months or even years before it goes to an election. But with you guys, both, well, if the president is standing, then as I understand it, no, it's a rule. Nobody stands against him. Is that right? From his own party. Although I don't suppose there's like a strict written rule against it, but I don't know. But the other, whoever is not in power, they start scrapping amongst themselves with, I want it. No, I want it. No, I want it more. That's so damaging as you're watching it. And then I know this lady who was supporting Bernie Sanders, and she hated Hillary Clinton. So when it came down, I think it was the two of them, wasn't it? And Hillary Clinton got the nomination. She, even though she was a member of the party, she left the party. She hated Hillary Clinton that much. And she then went on to support somebody completely different. But the thing was, she then at that point hated Bernie just as much for supporting Hillary. And in this country, you're like crying out loud. It's just, it's a mess, isn't it? I wish in the UK particularly it had more class instead of the infighting, etc.
Anyway, we've got our elections in January.
Have we?
Yes.
Oh, yes, you have, yes. Haven't you? You want to share that?
Brooklyn Circle.
Any nominations?
Looking for a president and a vice president and everything else.
Are there any nominations so far?
No.
No. No. So if anyone wants to volunteer, you stand a good chance of winning. Oh, dear. Mrs. Simon's quite right, you know. We see the memes, the tweets, the snippets where he embarrasses himself over and over. That is real, not fake, but it's selective. We don't hear anything about any policies that people agree with. We don't hear anything about that. In fact, it has all got down to pretty much just a scrap. It's horrible. In fact, I mentioned to Mike in relation to something else. Do you guys remember Frankie Goes to Hollywood in the 80s?
Relax, don't do
that. That's one, but that's not the song I'm thinking of. There was a song called Two Tribes. And it was like a boxing ring, wasn't it? And they had, was it Andropov?
Yeah.
And
no, or was it Gorbachev?
It could have been Gorbachev, but it was definitely Reagan. And they had like two actors done up. And they were basically in this boxing ring, scrapping with each other. And that back then was like, oh, you can't portray them like that. They're professional politicians. And now it's like, well, they're behaving worse than that themselves. So actually, in retrospect, that was quite tame. Was it Gorbachev?
Just having a look.
It would have been about 86, wouldn't it? 86, Frankie Goes to Hollywood. So it could well have been.
No, it's Chernenko. Ronald Reagan and Chernenko.
Ah, I forgot name. There was Andropov, remember him?
Wrestling match Gorbachev. Between Ronald Reagan and Konstantin Chernenko. He was the general secretary.
Right, let's have a look here. Okay, right, so Deb's using Architect and Foxit and PDF Elements. Trying to change colour bands. They used Adobe and some of the included items are images. Okay, well, I tell you what's probably a good thing to include, I think we're full for this week. I will stick it down, PDFs, there you go. If I explain to you the architecture of PDFs and how they work the way they work, then that will put you in a much stronger position to understand what the heck is going on with the things you've got. So, architecture of PDFs. I did that, I'm trying to remember. Was it for a client or was it a session for Mark Blight's
learning? It's a session.
I'll dig it out anyway. They are, because we are actually thinking of that at the moment. That's a very good call there, Deb. A very good call. So, yes, I will put that down there and I will dig out my stuff. The biggest thing, I think, well, there's two things that are huge with it in relation to what you will be able to do. One is how it was created, the app it came from. So that could be a creation app like Acrobat, but also the app it came from originally and then goes through the PDF creation process. So if you've done it in InDesign, things will be a certain way. So, for instance, Word's got this thing of unbaking the cake that you can open a PDF in Word and it be editable. That is a claim rather than a truth, because it very much depends on the PDF in question. If the PDF in question was a single, was a scan, it was a photo of a document, then you can't unbake the cake anything like as easily as you can if it came from InDesign through Distiller into an Acrobat compatible PDF version 5. But there's so many different versions of it that it's very hard to give an answer without knowing exactly where it came from and what the creation process was. And then finally, what are you using to look at it? Because things like PDF Expert on Mac don't support everything. In fact, I need to check that because I need to know if it supports audio and video. Acrobat does, but I don't believe that PDF Expert does. So very good call on that. We'll sort that out. Right, what's going on here? Going up. The things you don't hear is how he meets with Gold Star families, how much support he gives them, and you don't hear I'm making personal call supporters just to make their day. I've not seen this video either saying that she would say anything on the debate stage. It's just a game. But it's not, is it? Honestly, come on. I wish they'd just answer the questions and tell the truth, and then you could at least make your mind up. It's become so divisive, it's unbelievable. They're all as bad as one another. You know, the one who actually, and you know, he stood no chance. Jeremy Corbyn, when he did those videos on a Friday afternoon, he was so normal.
His YouTube videos.
Yeah, I think that was a really good idea. But, you know, and all the kids would have voted for him, but apparently none of the grown-ups would, and that was the problem. He was another one that was painted as a red under the bed. Whether he was or not, I have no idea. Because you don't know what to believe. You really don't know what to believe. I mean, you've got to remember, in this country, we've got the Daily Mail. Which, you do wonder. You do wonder. It's either on the front cover, Princess Diana, a cure for cancer, cure for diabetes. What else do they cover? Anything else is going to be a lie.
And half-naked women.
No, that's only on the website.
Oh.
They don't actually print the half-naked women in the papers. It's known as a column of shame if you've ever looked at the Daily Mail. Oh, and if you search the Daily Mail for, what's that phrase? All grown up now. Don't go there. They wait on stars. One was Charlotte Church, wasn't it? The other was Miley Cyrus. Any star who's like famous, but oh, and the one out of Harry Potter.
Kevin Lynch.
No, you're pillock the girl, Hermione Granger.
Oh, Watson. Watson.
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
Right. They wait until the day before their 16th birthday, and then they put this thing up there with all these photographs, which are virtually pornographic, all grown up now. And there's a whole range of them. And then half of them go in the sidebar of shame. Yes, we're not proud of the Daily Mail. What about Lola, a dynasty? Just got to get her to eat her dinner at the moment.
Talking about women.
Are you?
Yeah, I told you this story before. Somebody, one of my ladies at work, my regulars, that I give support to.
Really?
That's what they call it these days. Yeah, she had a SharePoint question. She pinged me. And I said, yeah, ring me. So she rang me. I said, I've just got a mouthful of Toblerone at the moment. She said, I don't like Toblerone. I said, I do.
You don't have to share then, do you?
No.
There you go.
I said, I've got a big 360 gram bar here.
Mm.
So she said, oh, that's like me with crisps.
Oh, no, we don't have crisps here. That never ends well. Do you know, we don't hear anything about that, Kim. Neither positive nor negative. Nothing about that at all. I noticed that Simon knew Emma Watson. Oh, now she's old enough, it's all right. She's very pretty. I asked Jonathan, Kim, about how these chastity belts work. He said he's got one on the way and he'll let us know.
Is he doing an unboxing?
That could have very unfortunate connotations. So we'll see how it goes. It was so funny because he missed it on Tuesday and he missed it yesterday. So while he was in at the very beginning, I said, I've got to show you this before we go any further. And I said, maybe you could explain to me how it works. And he just puts in capitals, what the actual. So I don't think Jonathan had much of an idea either.
Mrs. Simon told him.
Ah, in that case, that's even better. Simon gets off the hook there, honestly. One of Mike's regular women. Oh, he has regular women and irregular women. You name it. Celebs you didn't know were dead and then there's another one who's alive. I must admit, I avoid those that like the plague. It comes on, doesn't it? And it says, like, you know, you won't believe what they look like now. And if you ever do fall for it, which I think I did once, you click on the link and instead of seeing what the person looks like now, no, you don't. You get taken through about 50 slides of other people and eventually it comes up. So I don't click on anything like that now. Out of the question. Tell Johnny he gets points for an unboxing. We'll do it then, Kim. I will. Ooh, Mrs. Simon watched all the Harry Potter movies in a binge session over a weekend. I am still halfway through the first book. I'm at the Quidditch match. I'm doing well. I'm doing very, very well. More of a Maggie Smith fan. I met Maggie Smith once. She's terrifying. But a nice lady. I'd gone to watch a play called Interpreters, which was a Ronald Harwood play at the Queen's Theatre in London. I very nearly didn't get there to watch the thing. I'd got tickets for the matinee performance. And when I was doing my exam that morning, there was a fire alert. So we all had to leave everything and then go back in and finish off the exam. And I'm like, I've got to get to the theatre. I've got tickets for the matinee. Anyway, I headed off and I watched the thing. Absolutely fabulous. It was Edward Fox, Maggie Smith, Doreen Mantle, the one who was in One Foot in the Grave, played the neighbour. And I went back. That must have been the evening, a couple of days later, after another exam, with my programme to get it signed. And everyone was so nice. But the guy on the door, the stage door hand, said, she can be a bit prickly. So be careful. And I thought, oh dear. Anyway, she rolled up in a taxi and this guy said, that's her taxi. So I took courage in both hands, said how much had I enjoyed the play and would she mind signing the programme? And she was really nice, she did. So I can say she was nice to me, but she's quite intimidating. You need to catch her on a good day. There you go.
Kim suggests we turn on the pandas.
Do you know, I can see the pandas are going to be needed more and more. I can't watch the whole debate. I just can't. Oh, Deb's finished reading Ken Follett's new book. Oh, I have no idea what book that is. Let me know. After reading several other books on the royals, I feel sorry for your queen and some of the higher up ladies. Well, Prince Charles once was quoted and has never denied this, which I find unbelievable. You know, he is now painted as he's with the love of his life, so he's got nothing to worry about. But he was once quoted as saying, I want a mistress because all the other Prince of Wales had a mistress. And I thought, so if they'd all jumped off a cliff, would you jump off a cliff? It just seemed a really stupid and naive thing to say, but it just shows you how strangely they're brought up in terms of being away from normal people. Yes, that was embarrassing in the late 80s, wasn't it, Simon, when all the recordings from mobile phones were released. That was bad. Really bad. I notice that's not talked about anymore, although I do believe it's actually on YouTube in all its glory. So yeah, that might, it, you know, might need to watch that just for a laugh, just to remind ourselves. Are the studios now open to the public? Which studios are these? Oh, it's the studios. The sets are incredible. Ah. Oh, that's where Ollie's family went a couple of years ago. A couple of years ago, when we were looking after Ollie, that's where they went. They took their daughters, their girls, at half term. And it's like a theme park, a Harry Potter theme park. And I believe it is amazing. Can't they ride on brooms? I mean, I know it's all CGI stuff, but I think the brooms are there, and there's like a video in the background. There were lots of photographs taken. It looked an amazing, amazing day out. That would be, where is it? How far down south is it? I know they went down south. Is it near Windsor or somewhere like that? I must admit, I do quite fancy that. Ooh, the studio tour. That's what I need. Something to look forward to. Somewhere to go. You'd love to be able to ride on a broom. Oh, it would be amazing, wouldn't it? I have seen that clip of the film where Harry is like putting his hand out and the broom jumps up. There you go. The Harry Potter experience. Yeah, one thing you could do, Mrs. Simon, to relive it, sort of. On YouTube, there are lots of Harry Potter ASMRs. Let me find one. I like the library ones because I'm a library kind of girl. I love that. Right, let's have a look. Harry Potter. Harry Potter ASMR. It's a kind of immersive thing. So one of the ones I've watched, well, not watched, but just leave it on. It's like an ambience. There's Hogwarts in the rain with music. There's the library. There's 10 hours of ambience from the Burrow, Privet Drive and more. That one looks like the Great Feast Hall. So I'll put the link in for that. Basically, it's like sounds and ambience. And if you leave it running on like a big enough screen, it's like you're there, apparently. I also like thunder and lightning and stuff like that. So there you go. Oh, you're stuck in the dungeon. That sounds like the kind of thing I used to do. I used to play adventure games, particularly Scott Adams adventure games, and I love them, love them. But they didn't have the kind of ambience that, these things have. But that one's like a Halloween thing with the benches in the Great Hall Feast. So it says Harry Potter inspired, but it's an ambience, and I forget what ASMR stands for, but it's supposed to like transport you out of where you are. So if you'd rather be at Hogwarts, put the Hogwarts thing on and watch it. I like the library one. I absolutely adore the library one. So where is this place? How far is it? Plan your visit. Getting here. Let's start with that one. Right.
Did you know?
Watfordish. Go on.
Nothing to do with Harry Potter, but I saw something on the Harry Potter site just now about Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me about Dunham at Christmas.
Yeah.
Most days are sold out.
There are no words. That was, we did that 2 years ago and we covered it in After Hours as well. And we loved it.
Well, early After Hours, wasn't it?
Yeah, we wanted to go last year. But Mike's dad wasn't well. So if you remember, he died just before Christmas. So that was out. So this year I said, right, we're going to book the tickets early. When they came out in July, it was like, don't bother. Don't bother leaving till next year. We're going to have our own here, I've decided. Yeah. Tree's already up.
Yeah.
So all I need to do is drape everywhere else in lights and I'm sorted. So it's not far from London, which means we'd have to get there first. So it looks like it's on the way to Windsor, Watford Way. We could possibly do that. I'm agreeing here with Simon. When it's all over, the UK map by its contingent should go down to Harry Potter World. That would be a good idea, a very good idea. Yeah, just Google Harry Potter ASMR, Mrs. Simon, and you will be occupied for days. The library ones are fantastic. It's like a crackling fire. And sometimes you'll get like the owl fly past. I have put that, I will admit, I have put that on at night and just gone into my zone working as though I am in a library. The beauty of three screens. One is dedicated to Hogwarts. And I wouldn't mind. I've never even seen the film. But I do like a library. There are others that are like libraries that aren't Harry Potter themed. And again, they've got like an open fire and you can hear it crackling. And it does, it puts you in a different place.
Bon vespere, Tracy.
Hello, Tracy! The Great Hall was fascinating. They started off with fake food, but changed as they wanted the young actors to show more enthusiasm. The food started to go off. That'd be dangerous, wouldn't it? Dangerous, dangerous. No, we can't do that. Put a panda in Hogwarts. Kim, they are missing a trick there, aren't they? A panda in Hogwarts and I'm sorted. Oh, I'm going to suggest it to one of them. There you go. I'm going to suggest it to one of them. I think they use After Effects to make all these video type things. But that's the Great Hall one. I think that one just focuses on the Great Hall for hours and hours looking at it. But the, one of the library ones, let me get my favourite library one up, that I just happen to have kept the link for. I actually have an ASMR folder full of ASMR scenes. So one was an ancient library room with a fire. I don't think this one was Harry Potter. No, that's just that. Well, that was one that I put on. But there is a Hogwarts library somewhere. There's rain in a cosy attic as well. Rainy day in bed. One was a leaky cauldron, which is, isn't that where they get their wands from? Obviously, I've not finished the first book yet. Yes, it's a jug pouring itself. It looks like a pub situation. And then there's the owl in the bedroom. These are just gorgeous. You could just sit and watch them for hours.
Tracy's been listening a while but forgot to say hello.
Forgot to say hello? She was good cooking. Grief. Oh, it's all right if you're cooking. You were in your cooking zone. Not a problem, you're in your cooking zone. Yes, the question of the night was, Jonathan's legged it early. We think he's excited about his impending birthday present and the fitting thereof. I'm hoping for photos of the unboxing. Oh, I'm going to have to leave some of these Harry Potter things on. It might calm me down. I'll have Harry Potter on one side and the pandas on the other. There you go. I think I've seen a scene in the Great Hall.
I'll have my big Toblerone on the other.
Yes, you can put the Toblerone in the middle. And we've got to make sure that Lola finishes her chicken. In fact, if she started a chicken, we'd be doing well. We were all right till there was some dried in it. And then, no, she wouldn't have that. We will keep our eye on little madam. Because apparently, at the vets these days, you can't go in. All the humans have to wait in the car park and they come out and collect the animal from you.
Humans.
The humans.
That would have worked well with Maya.
Maya would have gone ballistic. Ballistic. He wouldn't have gone. No. There is no way they would have got him in there. Because when they wanted to take him through to the back, he was having a liver function test. He was not leaving me. Either I was going or he wasn't. He took three of them. He needed sedating to actually get him out of the room. I did. They said, we might be able to do the liver function without sedating him. And I laughed in their face. And I said, you've not met the dog yet. When I brought him in, it was like, we're going to have to sedate him to even get the lead off her. And they did. Yeah, he didn't like being parted from us. He had his own little world. Oh, never mind. Oh, videos. Is this more pandas? Is this more pandas for me? I'm going to keep that one. Oh, a panda dancing. Oh, I'm going to need that. I am definitely going to need that. Right, I'm going to check this and then we can get something to eat. Let's check that. Ooh, an official trailer. My octopus teacher.
That's not pandas.
That's not a panda.
No.
Ooh, what's this? Is there something nice in it? Ooh, look at that. Now, see, I've never gone scuba diving.
No, it's something that Kim was watching on Netflix.
Look at that. Oh, it's, that's fabulous.
It's not to do with pandas.
No, but it's gorgeous, isn't it? Mm. What wildlife we have that we're strangling to death with plastic. I wonder, you know, how those Tesco plastic bags get to these places in the Bahamas.
Mm.
Don't you? My Tesco plastic bags don't last long enough to get me back here with the stuff in without them ripping. So I don't know. I shall watch
what
that.
What Tesco's plastic bags? When did you last go to Tesco's?
And did you? I can tell you exactly when I last went to Tesco's.
When we covered it on Matt Bites and the Whirly Gig.
No, no. We went that night, don't you remember? And we were looking for hand sanitizer and she didn't have any. Wasn't that the 6th?
Yeah.
After Warrington.
It's probably the last time I went to Tesco's.
Yeah, that was the last time I went to Tesco's. Yeah, the way it's going.
I was there with my tux.
And that guy said, I didn't realise. I know this is a posh area of town, but I didn't realise I dressed up to go shopping to Tesco. Oh, what a night that was. Amazing. Making friends with an octopus and he follows her for almost a year. Oh, wow. Oh, I shall have to watch that. I haven't got Netflix. That's a bit of a problem. I thought about Netflix, but there's nothing really on it that I want to watch. However, Mike's mother's got Netflix. So if we can just get her to put all her passwords somewhere we can get to them, then I can watch Netflix. That
I've
would
got
work.
A password.
Oh, in that case, I might be able to watch Netflix. We'll see
well,
how that ends
up.
Have
I got a password?
Well, she won't have changed
I've,
it.
I've got what she thinks was a password, whether it is a password.
Do you know I've got some of her passwords like that? And when you try using them, it's like, nope, that's not it. So we do need to sort all those out as well. But for the moment, we're going to head off. Because it's our 13th birthday today, you know, and we're celebrating.
We're teenagers.
Mac Bites is a teenager. So if you think there's been attitude up till now, just imagine from now on. But we're going to head
off.
Does
that mean it's grumpy and answer a backer all? Or is that just Mac Bites Siri?
That's probably just Mac Bites Siri. Thank you, Kim. Right, okay then. So we're going to go off and celebrate. There will be a mail shortly with what we're doing. And then we'll see you tomorrow for Two Show Friday. But for the moment, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.